3, 2, 1. Good afternoon. This is Dennis Peterson, and welcome to Reclaiming Your Legacy. It is so special to be with you today, and especially because I'd like to have a little conversation with you. I'd like to talk with you today a little bit about what really counts for achieving the success, the goals, the aspirations and dreams that God has put in your heart for your life. I thought you might be encouraged by a thought that the Lord brought to my attention just recently, and I'd like to share this in the context of some of the experiences that the Lord has brought me through over these last 66 years of my life. I read something that I received from Hilton Johnson, who is a business trainer. He said, "Without passion and purpose and persistence, no amount of confidence, talent, and ability will lead to outstanding success." And the only thing I might add to that is the words, "in anything." Let me read it again. "Without purpose, without passion, and without persistence, no amount of confidence, talent, and ability will lead to outstanding success." In anything. Did you get that? Solomon wisely advised that whatever you do, do it with thy might. That means put your strength into it, put your heart into it, put your passion into it. If you're going to do something, I remember when my father taught me as a young child, if you're going to do anything, do it well. Do it well. And you know, when I think about that, that's the reason, and it's really reason enough, why one of the apostles of Jesus added one more piece of insight. He said, "Whatever you do, do your work heartily as unto the Lord and not unto man." Did you get that? What do you get from that? When we hear those words, "do your work heartily as unto the Lord and not unto man," does that mean with all your heart? Does that mean with gusto, with vitality, with vibrance, with energy? You know, where we're going to get that? Where are you going to get that? It's vital for us to identify what that deep down desire from God is in your heart. When you know that there's something bubbling up within you that God is giving you a passion to do, and you pursue that, it makes all the difference in the world. And that's the key to unlock the energy, the passion, the drive that's needed to make a difference in your work. Whatever it is that you do, find something that will give you delight in doing it. You know what? Even if you're in a difficult situation, think of the people who are in very difficult situations in parts of the world today. Is it possible for them to have passion, to have delight? Well, if it weren't, then we would, I think, tend to understandably be hopeless. But I'm reminded of Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl was a Jewish man who was in a Nazi concentration camp in World War II. And he came to a realization, as he reported after he was released after many years. He said, I found out there was one thing that they cannot take away from me. They cannot take from me the freedom to exercise my attitude. And the Bible gives us a whole lot of guidance in how to have a right attitude, an attitude that will reflect a right standing with our Lord and our Savior. So, if we're going to be really effective in anything that we pursue, there's no getting around it. The wholehearted and passionate approach is going to make the difference between truly outstanding and mediocre. The choice is ours. Remember that passage in Psalm 37. It says, "He will give you the desires of your heart." When? When you decide to absolutely delight in Him. What did it say? Delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And that means abandoning all your excuses and all your fears to make the determined commitment that you're no longer going to settle for a half-hearted attitude toward whatever you do in your life. Think about it. Those desires, those deep-down desires in a consecrated heart, a heart that is devoted to God, a heart that I'm trusting that you really do want to serve the Lord. You want to find out what is God guiding you to do. Those deep down desires are from Him, you know. In fact, the word desire is made of two words. The word sire is to father, and the word D is from. Think about that. He gives you the desires of your heart. They are from the Father. I'm not saying that the evil desires are from the Father. Of course not. But I'm saying that when you are committed to the Lord and you're looking to Him, that's why it says delight yourself in the Lord. When you are have an attitude of just bowing before the Lord and saying, Lord, I want to delight in You. I want to do Your will. When you delight yourself in the Lord, then He will give you the desires of your heart. And as we submit to that and we realize that He can actually give us a delight, a passion, a thrill in doing it, if it's worth doing it all, you may as well enjoy the ride and do it with all your might. Do it with all your heart. That amounts to nothing less than complete delight in the presence of the living God. He made you with the capacity to enjoy all the gifts and all the opportunities of life. You may as well discover the passion in those opportunities that gives you the energy to accomplish the results that will really make the difference in the journey along the way to your goals. Why not? Take advantage of what God is doing and saying to you right now and look for that passion. Yeah, life may be kind of boring. Life may be mundane. Maybe life is kind of disgusting. But find that little fleck of light somewhere where God can give you a hope, a passion for something that's beyond yourself. And I dare say, in my own life, when I decided to really focus on the needs of others, things changed for me. There's a passage in Isaiah which really spoke to my heart, and I didn't even know it was in the Bible, but God was speaking it to my heart, and a dear brother, a friend of mine who's become my lifelong best friend, said, that sounds like you've been reading Isaiah, chapter 58. What does it say? Well, it's interesting how this spoke so clearly to my heart, and it says it so well. It's that passage in Isaiah which talks about the chosen fast. Here it is in verse 10. And if you give yourself to the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then your light will rise in obscurity and darkness, and your gloom will become like midday. And the Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your desire in scorched places and give strength to your bones. And you will be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. And those from among you will rebuild the ancient ruins. You will raise up the age-old foundations, and you will be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets in which to dwell. I would encourage you to go back and read that passage in Isaiah 58, beginning at verse 10. And I don't doubt that it's going to do for you what it did for me as the Lord brought it to my attention now some almost 40 years ago. You see, it was at that time when the Lord really brought me into a season of my life of desiring passionately to seek God with all my heart. I guess that passage in Matthew 6 really got a hold of me. It says, when you serve the Lord, seek the Lord with all your heart. When you actually decide to make His purposes your purposes, when you put His priorities ahead of your priorities, then all these other things will be added unto you. And as I did that, some things really began to change in my life. I made a serious study of the Word of God. I really began to zero in and drill down into discussing and describing and interacting with others about the Word of God. And it just became alive to me. The Bible became so real, so communicative as God's heart to my heart. And He'll do that for you, you know. He will make a difference in your life when you seek to pursue His word. You know, Jesus said something about that. He said, when I go away, I'm going to send the Comforter to you, and He will guide you into all the truth. The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, He's here with us right now. He's operating in your life right now. He's wanting to have an inroad where he's going to make very rich to you the things that are most important to your life and give you passion and purpose for your life. And when you do that, it starts to make a difference in your choices. You'll make choices every day. What are you going to do with your time? What are your priorities in life? Who are you going to spend your time with? How are you going to use your time, wisely or unwisely? Well, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about that and what happened in my life some 3 decades ago now that made a total turnaround in my life. It changed me forever as I began to realize that God was indeed at work in me both to will and to do of His good pleasure. He's working in you right now in the same way. He wants to perfect and perform in you the things, the good works that He has prepared from the beginning of the world to be accomplished through your life. And that's a passage in Scripture, by the way, over in Ephesians. Check it out in Ephesians chapter 2 when it talks about we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus and prepared for good works that He has prepared for us. Well, it's so great to be with you today on Reclaiming Your Legacy. And again, this is Dennis Peterson, and I just wanted to share something with you that you may have heard me say before if you've listened before, because I'm building a Legacy for Life business leadership team. Are you an ambitious man or woman that is passionate about helping people, and particularly helping people discover solutions to many of life's challenges? Do you like being well paid for your efforts? Now, I want you to go and grab a pen and write down my number. Let's see if you qualify to join our team. How'd you like to earn a nice extra paycheck? Something for some short-term part-time work. And if you were given the tools and personal coaching to do the job right, are you open to see how we're making a difference in so many lives? Call me and see if this could be part of the path to start reclaiming your legacy. You'll be amazed, as my whole team and I were, at the many ways that you'll benefit in the process. So grab a pen and write down my number. It's 866-867-9943. You're about to discover some solutions that are going to make a difference in your life and the lives of many that you care about. Dial 866-867-9943. And I look forward to talking with you personally real soon. Last time, 866-867-9943. When I think back to the 1970s and what God did in my life, He led me, as I don't know if you heard me a few weeks ago speak about this, but He led me to pursue going to a Canada Bible College, a school in the nation of Canada, where I was able to learn a lot about the Bible. I basically was a full-time, day-and-night student of the Bible. What a precious, precious time that was. I didn't realize it, but after spending the first year, year and a half, into 2 years there at the Bible school, the Bible College in Canada, the Lord was putting in me a desire to just serve Him more, to do whatever the Lord enabled me to do to help others to know about the Word of God, to be transformed by that Word of God. And He gave me such a passion for studying the Word that it became apparent that He was building into me a gift of teaching, of being able to impart the Word of God to other people. I didn't realize it back then, but it was profoundly made clear to me when I was invited to help put a course together on the subject of science and the Bible. Well, science had always been an interest to me. I always loved nature studies. I actually, you know, when I was in college, I have a bachelor's of science degree, and I took courses in science, and I enjoyed it very much. But here now, in a different phase of my life, I was preparing to learn the Bible. I didn't really consciously have any inkling that I was going to be a teacher of the Bible, and that's what ultimately ended up happening for many, many years. But I did want to somehow incorporate what I had known and had a passion for was being able to clearly relate to others. And that passion was science. Science seemed to often be separate from God and the Bible. And I was given the privilege of being able to create a course with a dear man of God up in Canada at the Bible College, a man who had founded the Bible College back in the 1940s. Glenn McLean was his name. He was a special, precious brother. And he and I worked together to create a course on science and the Bible. I basically had all the job of gathering all the literature and all the various scientific articles and books and so forth that had anything to do with the topic. And back in the 1970s, there wasn't nearly as much information then available as there is today. But we put together a course on this, on science and the Bible. And that course ultimately became a seminar that I titled Unlocking the Mysteries of Creation. And eventually, in 1986, that course became a book. And through many different people who encouraged me, helped me, facilitated the process, that book became a very special way for hundreds of thousands of people to discuss and discover the many ways that God's Word really is the key to unlocking the mysteries of science and creation. And so, over the years, it's been a real special privilege to be able to find principles in God's Word that actually do unravel and make less complicated the very complex areas of science and other things, various academic disciplines. When you consider the Word of God has keys that can give us insight and depth of understanding beyond what we could ever receive just on our own or just studying subjects purely on a natural level. It says, the natural man does not understand the things of the Spirit of God, but the spiritual man understands all things. Someone who takes the time to really learn what God's Word has to say foundationally is going to discover a dimension of reality of God's involvement in every aspect of His creation that might not otherwise have ever been discovered by just studying those things academically without God's insight. And that became really clear to me as I prepared this course and then the book, Unlocking the Mysteries of Creation. One thing led to another, and as I was able to go through all of these subjects and discover not only things about, the stars and astronomy, not only things about biology and microbiology, not only things about just dinosaurs and fossils, but even areas of history and man at work in the lives of people, man at work in the history and the progressive activities of nations, that God is provident. And we've talked about this before, the idea that God is providentially guiding and interacting with His creation. What an awesome thought! To think that God is actually intimately involved in our lives, that God is actually intimately involved in all of the things that are going on. And of course, people raise the question, well, if that's true, then why is all this stuff, the bad stuff, happening? All you got to do is read the Bible. You start realizing the history behind it all and why we're in the shape that we're in, why things are going on in the world around us, and what is going on as God is at work in us. What is God actually doing in us? He's actually building His kingdom. Here in a world that was given to mankind to have headship over. And, of course, our forefather Adam gave that headship away to Satan. And now Jesus Christ has actually regained the dominion over that and is giving it to us. And He's telling us to take it. You know, it's interesting that He says that the righteous pursues and enters into the kingdom by force. I mean, that means you have to do it with passion. You have to do it with commitment. And I was struck by that when I began to realize that too many of us have a kind of a passive attitude when it comes to pursuing the will of God in our lives. Where's the passion? Where's the drive? Where's the motivation and the prioritization? We need to take seriously that God is giving us a special place to take back what often has been overcome by the enemy, oftentimes by default. We have an opportunity right now to be a blessing in the lives of individual people. And in the process of that, to be a blessing in the establishments of the various things that are going around us. When you think about education, when you think about the church, when you think about our own environment, when you think about our nation, our town, our county, God wants us to have a positive spiritual impact on every area of life. Why else would Jesus say, you pray when you pray, Father, thy kingdom come on earth as it is being done in heaven? That is not some never-never land way off in the future kingdom. The kingdom is right here among you. Jesus said, you are living out the kingdom right here. And what is the kingdom like? Read the Bible, read the parables of Jesus, and you'll find out that the kingdom of God is right in our midst. And we are privileged to be able to actually exercise his authority in every area that we have an opportunity to have an impact. Will we do it? Will we take our rightful authority under the headship of Jesus and exercise that authority for godly purposes where we are? I believe that there are great days ahead, that we don't need to have this kind of we're all run over and it's all going to turn out bad and, you know, Lord Jesus, come quickly and save us from this mess. No, the Lord will come, but in the meanwhile, he's given us a job to do. He wants us to put every enemy under his feet. In fact, all you have to do is read the end of the book of Romans, and you'll see exactly what his intention is. We'll get to that another time because our time is about gone now, but I would encourage you, seek the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. That's a guarantee. When I did that in my life, it made all the difference, and it still does to this day. Let's affect our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, the people that God brings into our life. And whether we get anything out of it or not, let us have an impact on them that will bring glory to Jesus Christ, our Savior. Do you agree with that? I would encourage you to pursue it and do it with passion, as unto the Lord, and not under a man or not under yourself, but with his purpose in mind. And he will bring you into a place of victory. He will bring you into a place of great satisfaction and delight, because his priorities are yours. God bless you. It's been good to be with you, and we'll look forward to being with you next time.